one of the things that I'm very interested in is what is happening in the places that went before us. You know, what's going on in Europe? What's going on in Asia? They're sort of the tests that we can look at and say, here's how it goes. What are you learning about that?
Great question. In Europe, in the countries that have reopened, Denmark, Switzerland, you know, Sweden never really closed, Austria reopened. Denmark actually said, we haven't seen any rise and we don't understand why. They said that a few days ago. Norway, they said, you know what, we actually think we probably should have followed Sweden. We panicked a little bit. In Japan, which never really closed at all and had only, brief and relatively mild lockdown, they reopened entirely and they've had the least serious, case count and death count of any major country, mm-hmm. any major industrialized country. So there's just no way to say, hey, lockdowns worked, opening up the country has hurt, because we don't see that in any consistent way.
Yeah.
Georgia, the first state to really lock down, to really end its lockdown, that was the end of April. There were all these people on the left saying, you know, Georgia's going to be a factory of death. Georgia, you know, it's mm-hmm. going to be terrible in Georgia. Guess what? Hospitalizations in Georgia are half what they were 6 weeks ago.
That's all good news. That's stuff that people should feel happy about, and it should give them a little bit of a sense of peace. Very quickly, if you can, we're now a couple weeks past Memorial Day. There was a lot of concern about all the people out then. Are we seeing a pop from those groups that gathered then?
That's a really good question. We don't know. We don't know if this minor increase in positive tests is coming because people are returning to hospitals for elective surgeries, and all those people get tested as a matter of course. And so there are lots of places where the spike, and it's not a huge spike, but where the spike could be coming from. I'm not saying there's nothing to be concerned about. I'm not saying there's nothing to watch. We need to follow the data just as we always have. But the media just wants panic.
Alex Berenson, thank you for your even-handed approach on all of this. It's good to have you back.